today's top three at TC. Number one, don't go to sleep on Sean Richardson.
Yeah, the big safety had another interception today early in practice. It was off a deflection, a nice play by Devon House on the receiver. The ball was deflected. Richardson picked it off. But with Morgan Burnett out with that ankle injury, other guys are rotating in, getting their shot, and Richardson's having a heck of a first week of camp.
Interceptions, schminterceptions. Did you see him whack Richard Rodgers?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's my kind of safety, baby.
Number two, Alex Gillette makes the greatest catch in the history of the world. Mike, is that a little bit of an exaggeration?
Maybe a little, but it was a heck of a catch. He went one-on-one down the sideline with Dimitri Goodson. Matt Flynn laid it out there. It looked like Goodson had an easy interception, and Gillette, like, jumped over his back and made the catch. The offensive players went crazy. It was the play of training camp, without a doubt, so far. Now, Gillette is going to have a heck of a hard time making this team at wide receiver. He's a converted college quarterback. He's in his second training camp here after being on the practice squad the second half of last season. He's got a tough road to make it, but, boy, was that a heck of a play.
I just don't want to exaggerate because, you know, Antonio Freeman made a nice catch, you know.
Remember that one?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a pretty good catch.
Yeah.
Number three, Ed Hockley is in the building. Now, Mike, the officials make the rounds in training camp every year, but what is the particular significance of this year's visit?
Well, they're going to be talking to the players and the coaches about the extra emphasis or added emphasis this year on the downfield contact, the pass interference, the defensive holding, the illegal contact, the stuff between receivers and defensive backs. The way some of the flags were flying at practice today, it looks like it's going to be even harder to play defense out there this year.
Yeah, we definitely need more pass interference calls. So that's our top three. What are yours?